Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you on this Friday, March 29th, as we welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Kelly Mates. Kelly and her husband Ross have a son named Frank, and he's a cutie up in the ELC. I can't wait to talk to Kelly more about her life and faith at the end of the podcast, but first she'll read the scriptures for us today. Thank you, Kelly, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Our reading today is Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 53. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written by me in the laws of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with your power from on high." When he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Our second reading is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in."
Thank you so much, Kelly, for joining the podcast and reading so beautifully for us. I want to hear a little bit more about you. Tell me about your growing up years and where you grew up.
So I grew up in a small town in Mississippi called Tylertown. This church is bigger than the town that I grew up in. We had one stoplight, although I'm told now there are three.
Oh.
So it's growing. I went to a small private school about 30 minutes away from where I grew up. So in a town called Macomb, which is kind of really where I hung out and did everything. I have an older sister. It's just the two of us. And then I'm really close to my sister. My mom and dad are really close. They live in Tuscaloosa. They moved here about 10 years ago. And then my sister still lives in Jackson, but we all talk every day. I'm really close to pretty much all my family. I talk to my cousins all the time, my aunts and uncles. So it's been really nice to grow up in a big family. I have lots of cousins, but we're all still very close.
Now, you went to Mississippi State, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
How far is that from Tyler?
Tylertown,
Tylertown.
It's okay. It's about a 4.5-hour drive. I went to Mississippi State because my parents grew up in Starkville, which is where Mississippi State is, and my grandparents lived there, and pretty much my entire family went to Mississippi State. It's kind of in our blood. I bleed maroon.
Now, I know your husband, Ross, went to Mississippi State. Is that where y'all met?
No, we didn't meet in college. We actually met online. I had moved to Birmingham, and I had been here about a year. And some of my college friends who didn't live here were like, you need to get out there and meet some people. And so I thought, well, might as well try it. And so Ross and I connected because we both went to Mississippi State. And without Mississippi State, we would not have ever connected. And we actually had friends that were friends. One of his really good friends and one of my childhood good friends were on the same college team. But it was a great way to kind of say like, oh, okay, I can trust this person.
And you vetted him.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. Okay. I had to make sure I could trust and make sure he was
okay, so how long did you guys date?
We've been together 8 years, and we've been married, it'll be six in June, and you married us.
Oh, that was such a wonderful day. Thank you for allowing me to perform the ceremony. Wayne was away in South Africa. I was really very scared. It was my first solo wedding, I think.
It was the best.
But you guys were so wonderful. I enjoyed our time together preparing for that day.
It was a great day.
I think it gave us a bond for life.
I think so, too.
Okay. So you were married 6 years ago, and now I want to talk about Frank.
We have a little boy named Frank. We named him after both of our dads. His dad's name is Frank. My dad's name is Franklin Thompson, and then my grandfather's name is Franklin Thompson. And so we didn't really have a choice when we found out it was going to be a boy, but we both love him. He's precious and silly and sweet. He's really curious, and he's funny, which he gets from his dad, but then he's also caring and emotional and dramatic like me. So he kind of has the best of both worlds.
Oh, he is so cute. I love seeing him up in the Early Learning Center. Who is his teacher?
His teacher is Miss KB, shout out. And he loves coming to school every day. He loves the friends in his class. One of the friends in his class is in his Sunday school class as well. And they have been in the same class at the ELC for 2 years. And they love each other. They are best friends. If you ask, his mom will say, oh, Frank is owns his best friend, and Frank will say, oh, he's my best friend. And they love playing together, and it's been such a fun friendship to see form. And I'm just glad that he's been able to experience that in the ELC. It's been such a good place for us and for Frank.
It is such a blessing when our school friends can be our church friends, and they can learn about God in both places. Yes. Tell us a little bit about what Frank is learning.
Oh, goodness. He's learning lots about the letters. Our favorite thing to do is to say, what is this letter? What does this start with? What does this word start with? And then if we say, oh, that's an octopus, it starts with O, then he will just start coming up with other words that he thinks starts with O. So it's really fun to see how much he's learned. And then he's learning so much about God. One thing that I love that he talks about anytime it rains is he'll say, why did God think it needed to rain? And we'll say, well, because you can't really talk about the water cycle process with a three-year-old. So you kind of have to say, well, you know, the plants needed to grow. And he loves to talk about that. And anytime he's really afraid of, there's this one section on 280 that has lots of trees and it really scares him. But anytime he passes it, he'll say like, oh, that scares me. And we talk about how, you know, there's no need to be scared because God protects us and mommy and daddy love you and God loves you. So I really feel like he's learned all that through the ELC, and without it, he wouldn't have learned those things. And we're just so fortunate because so many of our friends who've had kids, they weren't sure where they were going to send their kids for daycare. And we kind of knew from the beginning, well, we were hopeful. We were like, well, we have to do the ELC at church.
Yeah, because you go to Mount Brook Baptist.
Right. And so we were really lucky. And I've had so many friends be like, oh, you guys go to Mount Brook Baptist? Oh, man, we're jealous. And I'm like, it's great.
It is a wonderful early learning center. We are so grateful for it. Okay, I want to hear some more about your interests. What are you into?
Well, I love musical theater. I did musical theater all throughout elementary school and high school, and I just love it.
Dr. Hatley, if you're listening, I've been trying to get Kelly to join the choir for a long time.
One day, maybe when Frank is older and I am not tired all the time.
keep talking, sorry.
I love music in general. I love musical theater, obviously, but I love any type of play. I love movies. My favorite thing to do by myself is to go to the movies by myself.
Do you get popcorn?
I get popcorn and a Coke Icy.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes I'll want peanut M&Ms, so then I'll bring my own popcorn, and then I'll buy peanut M&Ms, and so I kind of have it all. I love I love being able to watch a movie or a play and just kind of escape my reality for like 2 hours and just get lost in a good story. And I like to people watch. It's always fun to people watch other people at the movies before. And so I like to get there like 20 minutes early and enjoy my kokaisi.
Just see all those people.
Just listen to other people's conversations. and it's just fun to see other people's dynamics. And
Wayne also loves going to the movies.
It's the best.
Okay, I want to transition here to your work life. Tell me what you do. Tell me how your personality kind of helps you with your job and maybe some of the joys of your experience.
I'm a special education teacher for elementary, so I do K through 5. I work at an elementary school in Vestavia. It has been the greatest joy. I didn't know that's what I wanted to do. I moved to Birmingham in 2018 to work at the McWayne Science Center. And so I did that for 3 years, and I just felt like I wasn't making tons of connections with kids, and that's something that I've always really loved. I've always loved working with kids. And so I decided to go back to school, and so I kind of took a leap of faith. Literally, Ross and I got married, and then a week later, I took a leap of faith and quit my job and took a job as a paraprofessional, which is an aide in the Mountain Brook system, and kind of was like, well, let's see if I like working in the school system, because I grew up in a private school and private schools are just so different than public schools. And so I wanted to see what it was like. And so it was the greatest leap of faith I've ever taken, because it really changed my life. I worked in the preschool program. In the Mountain Brook school system, they have a preschool program that does special education, and I learned so much, and that's really what kind of started me on the special education journey. My personality, I really think it kind of all makes sense now. I can't believe I didn't get to that career sooner, because I'm passionate about a lot of different things, but I'm really caring and I'm really patient with children. And I was a struggling reader as a child, and it was really hard to go to a small private school and when you didn't have help. And so I know what those kids kind of go through when they're struggling and they're trying so hard, but they can't do it alone. And I felt like I kind of had to do it alone. I mean, I had my mom and dad, but there weren't specialized teachers to help me. And so that's something that I really love about my job, is that I can connect with those kids and those parents, because I remember what it feels like to be in third grade and not be able to read what all your friends read. Mm. And it can be hard.
I love on the podcast to hear about your journey of faith. So tell me how you came to faith and what are some of the milestones along the way?
Well, I grew up going to church every Sunday and Wednesday night with my families. My mom was always really involved in the church. She used to do the vacation Bible schools at some of the churches that we went to. And so I have a very vivid memory of one vacation Bible school. It was, she turned the outside into a marketplace. And so we had things inside the church, and each room was, my mom just goes all out in every aspect of her life. And it's so fun. But she turned these rooms into places where you could make the things that you sold at the market. And then you went out into the marketplace, and it was so hot because it was in the middle of the summer. And so I really felt like this is what it was like in Jerusalem back then, sweating. And one of the rooms was there that year. She turned it into, it felt like a forest, and the teacher washed our feet. And it was just such a moving experience, and I remember that very vividly. Some of the other milestones, I think about my mom's mom, who passed away about a year ago, and she was sick for a really long time. She got sick she had an aneurysm when I was in second grade, and my mom took care of her. And I remember when my mom's stepfather died, and I remember just being like, oh my goodness, what are we gonna do? Nana is all alone. And I remember having a dream where like my step-grandfather like came and talked to me about how everything would be okay. And I remember talking to my preacher at the time about it, and her saying that like, well, maybe that was God talking to you, because she was living with us at that point, because it was just a weird transition because we weren't quite sure what was going to happen. And so I really felt the presence of him during that transition in life.
you read for us in the Proverbs today about wisdom. I wonder if there's anything from that passage that stuck out to you that you might comment on.
Yeah, so it was chapter 3, verse 5, and I'll read it again. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." You know, that really resonated with me because I think a lot of people my age and just in life in today's world struggle with anxiety. And it was really kind of a reminder that I am not going to understand everything, and I do need to submit to him and just listen to him, because he does know the way, and he knows how to help me. And I need to take a deep breath and remember that I'm not in control, and that he is, and he knows what's best for me. And if I just take a deep breath and try to listen for him, that he will lead me down the path that I'm supposed to be on.
What a great reminder for all of us today that we would open our ears to the Lord and trust in his wisdom. As it relates to Mountain Brook Baptist, is there a special season or service that you enjoy?
I love music. And so when I think about a special season, I think about the Christmas services because the music is just always the best. But then I think about Easter and the Hallelujah chorus. And I remember as a child, my mom cried every time she heard that song. And I remember thinking, that is so silly. Why are you crying? And now, of course, I cry every time I hear it. And it really just brings me goosebumps to think that one day we'll get to be in heaven with all the people that we love, and that he died on the cross for us. And it really is just a powerful song to listen to. It's my favorite part of the church season.
Before we close, I want to talk about your Sunday school group, the Grace Class. So you've been a part of the Grace Class from the very beginning. You remember those days when there were four of us watching a video?
I do.
Tell me what's happened since then.
Oh, we've had so many people come and join our group. It's so fun to see it from the beginning. You know, there would be some Sundays where it would just be me and Ross and maybe Virginia and Andy Wharton or Claire and Chris Hills. And it was a really great time to get to know them because they all grew up in the church, but I didn't, and neither did Andy or Chris. And so it was a fun time. But then it's also just been fun to watch so many new people come, and just every Sunday when we walk in and there's like 30 people, it's just like, oh my gosh, that's because of us. We helped do that. We're bringing so many friends and we're forming so many friendships. I've made someone that I would consider a really close friend through that class. And it's been so great because I feel so comfortable getting to call her when I'm struggling, and it's without that Sunday school class, I wouldn't have her. And it's been a blessing, I think, to me and Ross, but also I think it's so fun to see so many young families coming into the church, and I think that's a huge blessing.
Tell me a little bit about who teaches and leads out now.
Jason and Nikki Harkins are our teachers, and they are the best. They are so wise, and they just make everyone feel comfortable, and they have been through a lot in their lives. You know, they're married. They've been married for a while, and they have two kids that are grown. And it's just so fun to hear their perspective on the scripture and how they relate it back to marriage. I think it's a really unique class. And it's Ross and I, every Sunday, we always have something to talk about on the way to lunch. And so they do such a great job. And then if they're not there, we have so many great people in our class that are comfortable with teaching adults, like Claire Hills and Virginia Wharton. So we have a lot of good people in our class that are great teachers. I've learned lots from them.
And then circling back to music, I want to know if you have a favorite hymn, and maybe just give us a few lines from that hymn and how it speaks to you.
My favorite hymn is "He Lives." My favorite lines in that song are the chorus. "He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart." The whole chorus is, one, just really catchy. It's kind of hard to forget. But then also, I just love that "you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart," because that is so true. He does live within my heart.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for joining the podcast and for sharing your life and faith with us. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the friendships that we formed at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. And please be with us as we go into this Easter weekend. Watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.